Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna tell you a little bedtime tale, legend it will become. Burgers flying out the door, sail on. 2-for-1, no concern for the future, living for today. Fast food bite on your way, lay it all to waste. The masses are afflicted now. Moo, mad cow, mad cow. Mad cow line dance song.
Hey, Turnbuckle Turmoil fans. Welcome to the show here on another Sunday afternoon. QT and Sun Guy with you. QT, I just flew back from Raleigh. Boy, are my arms tired.
And that was a rim shot without the leadest or slightest hesitation.
It really was.
Sun Guy, it is with that delivery that I hope to form a Don Morocco, Mr. Fuji comedy team with T-Rex. T-Rex recently stated that he would like to give stand-up comedy a chance, and I think he's going to go for that. And I said, hey, T-Rex, why don't we try a trial run, and we could form a Don Morocco or Mr. Fuji comedy team, and I'll talk to Tex Thompson about this. I have yet to hear back from T-Rex, but I think he's going to go for it. Yes.
Now, did you meet up with T-Rex at a local Denny's for coffee to discuss the financial situation involved in this comedy duo?
Well, no, Sign Guy. I'm trying to keep expenses to a minimum. I did want to meet him in Longview. Let me see now. Where did I say I would meet him? I think it was at Fiber Federal Credit Union. Yes, or the YMCA. Anyway, I was supposed to go down to Portland yesterday, but I lost my apartment key. Yes, so I had to stick around and get a new apartment key. No big deal. I'm in my apartment now. But, I'll have to meet T-Rex another time. But I think Tex Thompson will be, receptive for a comedy team. I hope to do this at intermission at a blue-collar wrestling event. Yes. Of course, we would have to get together beforehand.
T-Rex will continue to trust you since you no-showed the meeting at the credit union where you would have drawn up the contract and dictated the terms of whom gets what percentage of all future finances from said comedy duo.
Well, I don't think we're going to get paid, Sign Guy. I think we're going to, hopefully, T-Rex and I will get any spare change that is thrown at us from the generosity of the fans, like Marion. Yes.
I bet T-Rex doesn't do it for less than $500 a shot.
Well, then I'll have to write him a check. That will promptly bounce. Yes.
I see. Now, QT,
yes.
Were you planning originally to take your entire apartment to this meeting with T-Rex?
I was in a panic mode. I take these appointments very seriously, Sign Guy. Probably I was at one point thinking about taking my apartment since it's almost on wheels, but I thought about just bringing a fresh set of underwear and a toothbrush. Yes.
I see. Now, QT, you also missed the DOA show. Did you have any results that you managed to find through your wrestling sources in Battle Creek, Michigan?
I have not, and my wrestling sources have switched from Battle Creek, Michigan to Shelton, Washington on a permanent basis. I think our fans would be very relieved to know that I am setting up, due to logistics concern, my permanent wrestling source outlet in Shelton, Washington. Yes.
But what if you have a really great source in, let's say, Woodinville, Washington? Would they have to drive all the way down to Shelton to feed you the information?
Yeah, I would prefer so, yes.
All right.
That'll
How can we deny if this source in Shelton, Washington is Beast Barnett? Has he made the transition and moved to Shelton?
No, son guy, I can confirm that the Beast has not moved to Shelton. And I do wish him good luck on his deli job that he recently got hired for. I'm going to give you a clue, and especially Psycho Sailor, and Wade by God Hess, that my source in Shelton bears a striking resemblance to Armand the Vampire in the movie Interview with a Vampire. Yes. Armand the Vampire. See, now the thing is, Sign Guy, the question is, when T-Rex and I formed this comedy routine, who would take the role of Don Morocco and who would take the role of Mr. Fuji? I have a couple of people called in already and said that T-Rex should take the role of Mr. Fuji since he bears a slight resemblance to him. Yes.
So you think that Mr. Fuji could pass as Beast Barnett's twin?
Oh, Beast Barnett's twin being T-Rex, sure. Yes.
All right. What about Mr. Fuji? Do you think Beast strikes a resemblance to Mr. Fuji at all?
Well, he does have that Clint Eastwood-like glint to his eyes, yes. So did Mr. Fuji.
I see. All right.
Well, now, soon, guy, I delivered a care package to you at SeaTac Airport at approximately 9:04, I believe. Can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil fans the reaction when you gave this care package to Seymour Snot and approximately what time that was and where in the Gouge Arena this was?
Well, it actually was around 12:13 p.m., and it took place in the Hardee's parking lot at Fuquay Marina, North Carolina. I would say his actual response was bewilderment, disbelief, and utter contentment.
I see. Was this because of the David Lee New York Knicks basketball card I included in the care package? Did this throw him off?
I believe it was more the tuna fish.
Oh, the tuna fish and the crackers. Okay. Yes. Good thing that tuna fish didn't have to be refrigerated. That's what I'm getting at.
Well, yeah, because that would have spoiled something fierce.
Now, Sign Guy, our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners want to know if the mustard and mayonnaise packets made it through security. That's what they want to know.
They did make it through security. Everything in the bag was left in the bag and delivered to Seymour Snot, whom in return sent with me a care package for 1QT Volks.
Oh, goody, 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 goody. Oh, boy. I'm about as excited as Sheldon Cooper. Yes, when he patched things up with his nemesis on the Big Bang Theory, Will Wheaton. Yes.
Now, do you also recall Sheldon from U.S. Acres, the comic strip that Jim Davis had for several years in conjunction with his more famous and well-known strip, Garfield?
No.
Well, Sheldon was an egg that refused to hatch. He just had legs that stuck out of the little egg, and he had all kinds of things inside of his shell, microwave ovens, popcorn makers, books, everything that would keep him content, so he just never cared to hatch from the egg. They were always trying to get him to hatch, and he just refused.
Well, thank God Sheldon was never aborted.
Yeah, he had this brother, Booker, who was a baby chicken. He hatched. He was always after a worm. He was always trying to get the worm, and the worm would always outsmart Booker.
I see. How can you tell if there was a popcorn machine inside the shell? That's what.
Well, because in one scene, he would pop the popcorn.
Yes. Well, how can you tell that there was popcorn popping? Was there like popcorn smells wafting away from the eggshell, wafting away?
Well, no, it was more when they did the animated version of that, you could hear the popping sound. Pop, 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 it popped.
Oh, okay. Are you saying that he had a contract with Orville Redenbacher? That's what I'm asking.
I don't know if he had a contract, but Jim Davis and Orville Redenbacher, of course, both from the state of Indiana, so maybe there was some form of connection there.
All right, all right. Will you be sending Dr. Cleaver a few of these comic strips and say this is in relationship to our interview today with Gene Ligon?
No, that's pretty doubtful. Pretty doubtful indeed.
Pretty doubtful, okay. Are you saying Dr. Cleaver is not a big fan of this comic strip or has never seen it like I have?
I'm going to say he's probably seen it, but I generally don't send Dr. Cleaver comic strips. I don't know what his reaction would be.
Well, sometimes you got to live on the edge and just assume that he would enjoy it. Yes. Yes,
well, you never presume stuff with Dr. Cleaver.
Yeah, okay, all right, I can see that. Well, Sergey, I don't know if Gene is going to show up, and I had a very extensive Bring on the Choice, Bring on the Funk. Could I substitute you for Gene Ligon?
I will not answer as Gene Ligon, but I will do a Bring on the Choice, Bring on the Funk, followed by a reversal where I will then give you 8 Bring on the Choice, Bring on the Funks.
Oh, this is huge. Okay. Now, I'd like to dedicate this Bring on the Choice, Bring on the Funk to the drummer for the Razor Ramones, Alomar. This is dedicated to him. Yes.
Now, won't Sean Critney be a little bit disappointed?
I'm going to send Sean Critney probably some comic strips in substitution. Yes.
Will it be U.S. Acre comic strips? That's what Rex Razor Sharp wants to know.
Oh, I knew Rex would want more details about this sort of details. Yes. Okay. Well, my answer is no. I mean, yes. Yes, I will get together with Rex on this.
To send Critney some U.S. Acre strips.
That's true, yes.
All right.
Okay, so now this is also Dr. Cleaver. I hope you enjoy this. Okay. Here, the first one, Song Guy. Seek and Destroy by Iggy and the Stooges or a Cretan Bop by the Ramones?
Seek and Destroy.
Okay. Don't Eat the Yellow Snow by Frank Zappa or California Uber Alles by the Dead Kennedys?
Don't Eat the Yellow Snow.
All right. North Carolina Tar Heels or Texas Longhorns?
Duke.
Okay. Cherry pie or apple pie?
Apple.
Twinkies or Hostess fruit pie?
Hostess fruit pie.
Jim Cornette or Slick Nick Bockwinkel?
Jim Cornette.
Now, can you confirm that the tennis racket that Jim Cornette carried to the ring was actually one of Chrissy Everett's cast-offs?
I cannot confirm that.
Okay, I'm going to say non-committal on that one. Okay. Alpine Peak or below-level Death Valley?
Death Valley.
Oh, very nice. Very good choice. Okay. The Fabulous Freebirds or D-Generation X?
Fabulous Freebirds.
Okay. China or Mae Young?
Mae Young.
Chili's Bar and Grill or Waffle House?
Waffle House.
Okay, and I say that, and I ask Chili's Bar and Grill because I think our guest today had a recent dinner at Chili's Bar and Grill.
Have you been stalking the man?
No. Because that would be creepy. Very cool.
It really would.
Silence of the Lambs or Chainsaw Massacre?
Silence of the Lambs.
Okay. Did you know that Silence of the Lambs was based loosely on the life and times of Ed Gein, the Wisconsin farmer?
Yes. Now, is he any relation to Marion Meat Gein?
I believe so, yes. Yes, Marion Meat Gein, one of my favorite blue-collar wrestlers that has kind of disappeared, sort of. Where is Marion Meat Gein these days?
Northwest Pro Wrestling in Vaughan, Washington.
Damn. Okay, very good. All right. All right, chair shot or ankle lock?
Chair shot.
The one we gave Dan the B7, Brook Trout Almondine or Panzer Chilean Seabass?
The Trout.
Okay. Buck Owens or Tammy Wynette?
Buck Owens.
Tammy Wynette or Dolly Parton?
Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton or Joan Jett?
Joan Jett.
And, Sign Guy, I'd like to say at the USO on the Air Force Base, McCord Air Force Base, there are pictures and photographs of Joan Jett when she played at McCord Air Force Base. It is my hope someday to take you to this USO where they have free coffee and bagels and sometimes bag of chips, and I can show you the pictures of Joan Jett.
Now, have you also been to the USO at the SeaTac Airport?
I have not. I hear it's much bigger than the one that they have at McCord.
Now, can you confirm if the one at the airport would have coffee and sandwiches?
Oh, that's pretty much a given, yes. The question is, do they serve Starbucks fresh ground coffee? That's what I want to know.
I think maybe you should take another trip to the airport, find this out.
That would cut into my parking overhead. Unless I took the Sounders train, yes.
I think you should. I think you should jump on a light rail. It'll drop you off directly into the airport. You just cross the sky bridge, go downstairs to the USO.
Oh, okay. Now, Sign Guy, how would you rate your Sound Transit ride out of 5 stars? How many stars would you give that? That's what I'm asking.
I'd say 5. It was pretty seamless.
Oh, okay, seamless. Okay, very good. All right, and my next to last question on Bring on the Toys, Bring on the Funk for Sign Guy. Chia Pet or Slinky?
Slinky.
It was then I was going to ask, Gene, are there any truth to the rumors that you gave Ric Flair a Chia Pet for his birthday in 1987? That was my question.
That is not confirmed.
Yes. Oh, okay. And that concludes our Bring on the Choice, Bring on the Funk for today. I hope Dr. Cleaver and Coach Mike Jones like this. Yes. And Kane Jaden. Yes.
The returning Kane Jaden, yes.
Yes, very good. I hope you like that. Yes. And
all right, are you ready
also
now for your 8 reversal Bring on the Choice, Bring on the Funks?
Yes, I am. And, Sign Guy, it just occurred to me that I think my liaison to Tex Thompson, maybe he could lay the foundations of him talking to Tex Thompson for me, is Kane Jaden on a possible T-Rex, QT Vokes, Don Morocco comedy team. And Mr. Fugee comedy team, yes. I think I'll let King Jaden be my liaison.
You could ask him.
Yes, I will, yes.
Now, which one of you would be Mr. Fugee and which one would you be Don Morocco?
Well, as covered before, I think I stated that I think T-Rex would be much more well-suited in his role of Mr. Fugee, yes.
All right. All right, so you're ready now.
I am ready, yes, and I will try to make my choices without the slightest hesitation.
All right, here we go. Dr. Cleaver or Dr. Payne?
Oh, Dr. Payne.
Irish whip or Russian leg sweep?
Russian leg sweep.
Potato salad or macaroni salad?
Potato.
Starbucks grande mocha with an extra shot or a venti Tolly's black?
I'd say a venti Tolly's black.
Chris Jericho or Chris Everett?
Chris Jericho.
Everett Washington or Everett Massachusetts?
Unless Chris Everett is bending over to pick up a tennis ball.
I see.
There. Yes.
Everett Washington or Everett Massachusetts?
I'm going to go with Everett Washington.
The Hulk Hogan Rock and Wrestling Connection or the Bugs Bunny and Tweety Bird Show?
I've got to go with Bugs Bunny and Tweety.
The Dukes of Hazzard or Smokey and the Bandit?
Dukes of Hazzard.
And the final one, King Erding Ladd or King Kong Bundy?
King Kong Bundy.
All right. Well, that concludes the 8 Bring On the Choice, Bring On the Funk.
Now, I would have loved to have seen Ernie Ladd, if he had ever appeared on Married with Children, in the No Man segment. That would have been huge.
I think it would have been.
Or what would have happened if Ernie Ladd was like Al's, how would you say, apprentice in the shoe shop, and a lady came in and was kind of like a petulant or angry customer. All Ernie Ladd would have to do would be stand up and glower at the woman and say, "Woman, your foot it has swollen sausages on them. Slip those sausages into this high pump," or something like that. That would have been huge. Yes.
See.
Swollen sausages, yes. That's
now, QT, you missed DOA yesterday, but you also missed Gouge. It was Malloween at Gouge in Fuquay, Varina, North Carolina yesterday.
Yes, I know. I do have to break out my frequent flyer miles. Can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners what the opening match was last night? That's huge.
Yes, I was actually in that opening match. It was JP Cool versus Head Rush.
Oh, wow. All right. Can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners the approximate physical standards of Head Rush? Doesn't he go 6'2", 250 pounds?
I would say 6 foot and maybe 390 pounds.
Whoa, okay, all right. He hasn't missed too many, Golden Corral buffets then. Ooh, boy, that's something. Golden Corral.
Did not appear to be.
Oh, boy. Now, did Head Rush have any entrance music? That's what our fans want to know. Entrance music.
He did, but I did not particularly recognize the song playing.
Oh, that's very interesting. Okay. Was Head Rush victorious?
He actually was, yes.
Oh, okay. What did he do, or did he do a high aerial maneuver off the second turnbuckle to secure said victory?
He did not. He actually even failed to comprehend jumping over JP Cool whenever he would try to tackle his feet after being shoulder blocked. I had to show Head Rush how to leap over his opponent because he wasn't grasping it.
Oh, wow. I see. Now, does JP Cool have a losing streak that was extended by this loss? That's what we want to know.
I'm unsure. I know it was a return match. for him. He had not been in the ring for quite some time, nor had Head Rush, both men returning to the ring, making, you know, kind of a unique match to open the Gouge show.
Okay, very interesting. All right, okay. Have we ever had J.P. Cool on Turnbuckle Turmoil?
We have not.
Okay, that might be a future project that we can both collaborate on, okay? And speaking of which, we also haven't had Warrior Kid Zay on the show for a one-on-one interview.
We should correct that. And also, he did do Debashi's radio takedown recently.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. I'll have to listen to that. Yes. How did the young Warrior Kid Zay do on Defola Debashi's radio takedown? Keep bearing in mind that Defola Debashi can sometimes throw his opponents off and interviewees.
He did very well with it.
Oh, okay. Definitely. If you could send me that link, I'd certainly enjoy that. Yes.
All right. Yeah, I could probably do that.
Now, Sign Guy, our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners want to know, did one of my favorite Northwest wrestlers, Darth Carter, make his appearance in the Tar Heel State last night?
I did not see him unless he was on another show somewhere in the Tar Heel State.
I see. Okay. Now, how did the main event go?
Main event went very well. It was a Four Corners trick-or-treat match between Jacob Hammermeyer, managed by the nefarious Count Grog, and Seymour Snot, the geek with the physique. Seymour Snot ended up victorious.
Now, in your opinion, does Count Grog bear a striking resemblance to Count Chocula, the person they have on the breakfast cereal? That's what we want to know.
A little bit. They have a similar cape.
I see. Now, was this a winner-take-all Halloween candy match? Did the winner get
there
all
was
candy?
Halloween candy involved, but it was actually for the Frank Mann Space Hickey Memorial Scientific Wrestling Trophy.
I see. Would you say that this trophy is about as valuable as a Stanley Cup?
Perhaps equally so.
Why doesn't Blue Collar Wrestling have a trophy passed out by Patty?
I believe at one point they did. I believe Buddy Highway had one for a brief period of time.
And speaking of the Gresham Savior, Buddy Highway, I'd like to give him congratulations about from his first ever competition in powerlifting. He got second place. Very nice. Second place.
Now, was this competition also a charity event to benefit pit bulls?
Yes, I believe it was. Well, I'm not quite sure about pit bulls. However, the Gresham Savior bench pressed slightly over 300 pounds, and I think he deadlifted somewhere in the neighborhood of 513 pounds. That's a lot to deadlift.
Have you challenged Buddy Highway to a deadlifting / sandwich eating competition?
Oh, now, Sign Guy, I can't have too many things on my plate at one time. I'm going to concentrate on the T-Rex, QT Ropes, Don Morocco, Mr. Fuji comedy team to appear in intermission. I got to get that out of the way. That weighs heavily on my mind. Yes, very heavily.
I see. Now, do you think Tex Thompson will actually allow you to revise the Mr. Fuji Don Morocco Comedy Hour? And would you recreate Fuji Vice, calling it perhaps Rex Vice?
I don't think anything would warm the fans' heart as T-Rex and QT Vokes coming out to the ring, accompanied by the Gresham Savior and the soundtrack to Miami Vice. Boy, that would be huge.
It really would be. Now, do you think in between comedy sketches, you and Buddy Highway should do deadlift competitions. Could you deadlift Big Vicious, perhaps?
Oh, I nothing would please the fans more if I grabbed a prone Big Vicious by the scruff of the neck and the seat of his pants and tried to lift him 2 feet off the canvas, keeping my back straight. Yes.
I see. All right. Now, would you also attempt to deadlift Kevin Brandt?
Oh, Kevin Brandt, much lighter than Big V, yes. The thing is, I'd lift Kevin Brandt by his shoes, hoping that it would slip off. Yes.
Now, have you discussed with Buddy Highway the possibility of the two of you combining forces in an effort to relieve Kevin Brandt of his shoes?
Oh, well, I think that could be undergoing. I can't really 100% confirm this because of contractual obligations. However, Kevin Brandt, if you're listening, I would like to congratulate you, and you have my esteem of trying to save Dorothy's red ruby slippers. Her red ruby slippers have recently made Yahoo News. I'd encourage all our Turnbuckle Turmoil fans to look up the plight of Dorothy's ruby red slippers. Yes, we must save them.
All right, fair enough. Now, QT, last night,
yes,
in Fuquay Arena, North Carolina, at Halloween, Count Grog revealed his Halloween costume to be Seymour Snot. He revealed himself to be in the guise of Seymour Snot. I was not fooled. I knew it was still Count Grog. But the question that people want to know is, will you in fact be going trick-or-treating dressed up as Buddy Highway?
No, if anything, I will be trick-or-treating as Count Grog.
Very interesting. I could see that.
Oh, okay. Now, Sangay, people want to know if a sign of the times was made in the great state of North Carolina.
It definitely was. There was a very disclosed member of the Gouge roster filming it with me at an undisclosed wrestling venue. It will be posted later this evening. I'm going to say no later than 10:05 a.m. Monday morning.
This is huge. Okay, very nice. Okay. Oh, okay. Sign of the times from North Carolina. That's very good. Okay.
Now, perhaps,
yes.
Said disclosed sports entertainer from the Gouge roster may just have mentioned one QT Vokes.
Oh! Well, anytime I mention instantly vaults this sign of the times up into the top 10. I remember when the Razor Ramones did that. Very nice. Yes.
I see.
Now, Sangay, can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners what the weather was like when you touched down in North Carolina, Raleigh, to be in fact?
When I touched down, it was roughly 65 degrees, clear skies.
Okay.
It was hard to tell because there was a major gas line incident and it was affecting the airport.
Ooh, a gas line leak at the airport, perhaps?
Yes.
Oh, boy, that's a... I'm glad someone didn't light a match.
Well, yeah, I believe the authorities had things under control. It just slowed exiting the airport. But I made it. I had plenty of time.
Now, on your way to North Carolina, did they serve you any bags of peanuts?
No.
I see.
I believe that would be banned now because of people's very sensitive anaphylactic allergies to peanuts. It could kill someone.
Ah, yes, you're right, Sign Guy. And don't isn't the medical how would you say, boy, doesn't the use of the EpiPen come in to play when a person has a peanut allergy reaction? EpiPen.
Sometimes.
Yeah, those things are skyrocketing in costs. Yes. I wonder why they disallowed that.
I don't know. But, yeah, it definitely wasn't a peanut snack served on board.
I see. Can you tell us who was in the semi-main event last night?
The semi-main event was Jimmy Jack Funk Jr. and Mickey Gambino.
Oh, Mickey Gambino. Didn't he star in the movie My Cousin Benny?
No.
All right.
But he was managed by Sheikh Abdul Bashir.
Oh, now he's kind of a mean guy. Did he have curled-toed boots like the Iron Sheik? That's my question.
I did not see any curled-toed boots, but he was wearing some definite Daifullah Dabashi-looking garb.
Oh, wow. All right. Okay. The garb, very important. Okay. How would you compare the Gouge locker rooms to BCW's locker rooms?
Are we talking the actual room itself?
Yes.
Well, quite a bit smaller then. And a lot more water fountains available.
Oh, that's strange. A lot more water fountains. Yeah, that is strange. As I remember, there's only one water fountain at Blue Collar Wrestling. In fact, I don't think there's any. Yes.
Yeah, none in the locker room.
Oh, okay. Yeah, none. Okay. Wow, that's that's auspicious. Okay. Were there any women on the card last night, Sign Guy?
There were not.
Oh, okay. Boy, that's rough. Okay. Now, was Casey Carlisle in action last night? In
Not a Gouge, unfortunately.
Yes.
No.
Let's see. Well,
QT, also,
yes.
I am fan of the month at CaseyCarlisle.com. That's CaseyCarlisle.com for all of your gift-giving needs. Have you yourself put in an application to try to become the November fan of the month?
Well, I think I am going to, Sign Guy, and the question she puts on her application, why should we select you to be in my fan club of the month? I'm going to say the care package that I did give you to give to Seymour Snott, plus my ongoing efforts to form a Don Malaco Mr. Fuji comedy team with T-Rex will put me over the top. Now, she might have to wait until we actually perform this comedy routine. Casey can be a little bit judgmental. I think she wants to see the finished product. And if she does enjoy our comedy routine, then I think I have the inside track. Yes.
I see. Are you saying she's a huge fan of T-Rex?
I think she's a huge fan of the Don Morocco, Mr. Fuji comedy team. I don't think T-Rex and Casey Carlisle have been formally introduced or if they have ever spoken online with each other.
All right.
I don't think they've ever had a phone conversation.
Well, maybe you could hand the phone to T-Rex and he could call Casey Carlisle next week at NWA Blue Collar.
Oh, okay. Well, that might work. Yes. Oh, okay. Now, Sign Guy, do you have any predictions of the Seahawks-Arizona game coming up tonight? In approximately 1 hour and 20 minutes.
I will predict that Joe from Philly will drink 5 coffees and 3 beers during the course of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, wired and sloshed at the same time. If Joe Pardini is listening, it looks like my weekly football picks on the Mike Allen Show are coming to fruition. Looks like Joe Pardini called the Colts-Tennessee game wrong, and also the Saints-Kansas City game wrong, which I called right. I think I did. Let me see now, 24-28. Damn, I called that wrong. Damn it. Okay. Well, I called the Jets game right. I picked the Jets over the Ravens. Very interesting. And Joe picked the Ravens over the Jets. Yes.
Oh. I see. All right. Well, QT, I believe, you know, maybe that'll wrap things up now. I know you have to check out the results so you can inform Joe from Philly who is ahead in that. And I will unpack my bag from Gouge, where I have now completed my life's only dream and made it to Gouge.
I'm officially a member of Gouge. I will now send off also a message to Tex Thompson informing him on my plans of a Don Morocco Mr. Fuji comedy team with T-Rex. He'll look forward to that. Yes.
You're going to drive that man to drink.
I thought he already drank.
Well, you'll drink double now.
Oh, okay. Well, and one last thing before we dearly depart, Sign Guy, can you tell us who we have coming up for next Friday on Turnbuckle Turmoil?
Aaron O'Leary will be on next Friday out of the state of Indiana, recently returned to the business.
Ooh, Aaron O'Leary. Wow, I'm going to have to prep pretty hard for this one. Okay. Aaron O'Leary. Okay, very nice. Okay, Sign Guy, hit the music, please. Respectfully request. Yes. Request.
You're the one with the switchboard.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Please tell Laren Amos about this. Yes, Laren Golden Song.
All right.
I bet I had the switchboard. Okay, here we go. Let me see. What one? Okay, can't hang. That sounds good. Okay, here we go. Hey, there's no sound of that one. Okay. How about this one? All right, wait that time.
Okay, goodbye. Yes, very good.